The Park City School Board announced at its April 16th meeting that it had approved a settlement. Kennedy filed a lawsuit in 3rd District Court in October of 2016, alleging the district had violated the state's whistleblower law. She said she faced retaliation because she raised concerns, in particular, that the district lacked a policy for students with diabetes. She had also supported the discrimination complaint of a parent with a diabetic student. The suit named then-Superintendent Amber Conley, Associate Superintendent Tom Van Gorder, both of whom have since departed, and current Director of Human Resources Tim McConnell. The district, in its defense, alleged that Kennedy was disruptive, behaved in a hostile manner to other nurses, and made unsubstantiated sensational complaints. The district's counsel was Alan Balmano from the State Attorney General's office, who said Kennedy will be working under her old job title as a school nurse and as a regular full-time employee. He said both sides wanted to resolve the litigation.
There were 5 causes of action. You can read that in the complaint. The court dismissed 2 of them based upon our motion for summary judgment. The contract claims were dismissed. The other claims were subject to going forward with trial, and both parties felt it would be best if there was not a trial. This is a case that has, I think, caught the attention and emotions of the county up there, and I think both parties felt that it would be in everybody's interest to come to some kind of a settlement. And that's what they did.
Kennedy wrote to us that she's under a gag order, but did say, quote, "I am so excited to be returning to the district. It was my favorite job, and I can't wait to work with the students of Park City again." For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.